mystery of rock and roll. If everybody had a nose across the USA,
let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round,
I get around.
Dance.
Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear.
A happy Rhonda, happy Rhonda, a happy Rhonda, happy Rhonda.
Now if words could say, but darling, I'll find a way.
Record producer is the one person who's responsible for the end product, the sound that you hear on a record that's played on the radio. Like, if there's any one person you would attribute the sound of the record to, you would attribute it to the record producer, so that he is responsible for what goes on that record.
Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys talking about the role of a producer. Brian has been the chief writer, producer, and arranger for the quintet and has guided the Beach Boys from the shaky crest of a fad, surfing, to the calm of consistently good music. After the release of Good Vibrations, one of the best rock records ever made, it appeared that the Beach Boys might join the Beatles and Bob Dylan at the peak of contemporary music. Brian was working on an album called Smile. According to everyone involved, it was a collection of magnificent tunes which would ensure their supremacy. But the album never came out, and there was a year of silence from the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson discussed it for the History of Rock and Roll.
Early 1967, I had planned to make an album entitled Smile. I was working with a guy named Van Dyke Parks, who was collaborating with me on the tunes. And in the process, we came up with a song called Surf's Up. And I performed that with just a piano on a documentary show made on rock music. The song Surf's Up that I sang for that documentary never came out on an album, and it was supposed to come out on the Smile album, and that and a couple other songs were junked because I didn't feel that they, well, I don't know why, I just didn't, for some reason, didn't want to put them in the album. And the group nearly broke up, actually split up for good over that, the decision of mine not to put a lot of the things that we'd cut for the album, Smiley Smile, in the album. And so for like almost a year, we're just now kind of getting back together because I didn't think that the songs really were right for the public at the time. And I didn't have a feeling, a commercial feeling about some of these songs that we've never released. And maybe some people like to hang on to certain things and just as their own little songs that they've written almost for themselves. And a lot of times, you know, a person will write And we'll realize later that they're not, it's not commercial. You know, that what they've written is nice for them, but a lot of people just don't like it.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations, she's somehow close now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes,
Wilson named his favorite Beach Boys records for the history of rock and roll.
Some of my very complete favorites, Darlin', Caroline No, Sloop John B, Don't Worry Baby, In My Room, Good Vibrations, Little Honda, California Girls, Darlin', and Vegetables.
I'm gonna be around my vegetables, I'm gonna chow down my vegetables, I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables card off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Oh,
table vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
history of rock and roll.
The documentary concludes our salute to the Beach Boys with Little Deuce Coupe, representing them as they were in 63, the year of yet another hit record, Tell Him by the Exciters. Documentary revisits the Drifters in 1963 next.
Two masters, stardust in your eyes.
course, after their first hit, Money Honey, the Drifters were still hot, even though they had changed personnel several times. The Ad-Libs had a somewhat briefer career, one big record. The year of Boy from New York City saw the first onslaught of British groups. The Beatles are the focus of the next hour of the history of rock and roll, and the Rolling Stones will follow them. Jerry and the Pacemakers are part of the remainder of the 64 tidal wave.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no, oh oh oh.
The English sound took various forms, from the balladry of Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying to You Really Got Me, which sounded as if the Kinks were using hammers on their guitars.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Began in 1962 with Sherry, followed by three hits in 63 and two in 64. Their success revolved around three people. Frankie Valli, whose distinctive falsetto was the most prominent element of the season's sound. Bob Gaudio, the songwriting member of the quartet. And producer Bob Crewe. Crewe discussed the group for the history of rock and roll.
From Sherry to the present, that has been a fabulously successful and happy association. Four of the most brilliant guys I've ever worked with. Bob Gaudio, I consider perhaps one of the finest songwriters around.
Pretty eyes of midsummer's moon. They called her Dawn. Mm-hmm.
in a moment, a Four Seasons time sweep, including many of their million sellers. Familiar to the new, this is Idaho from the Four Seasons Genuine Imitation Life album. Seasons have had 2 million sellers, one of which came in 1964, Ragdoll. Thank you. had as long a lifespan in the charts as the Four Seasons. They've shown the capacity to adapt to changes in the music scene and have survived the turbulence of the trends which rule rock music. The sudden dominance of the British sound in the mid-60s had little effect on the popularity of the Four Seasons, who peacefully coexisted with artists such as Herman's Hermits.
Woke up this morning feeling fine.
Jeremy were another English import from 1964. Their first hit in the United States was Yesterday's Gone.
I loved you all the summer through. I thought I'd found my dream in you. For me, you were the one. But that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. Together, hand in hand, cross miles and miles of golden sand. But now it's over and done, 'cause that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. We had such happiness together. I can't believe it's gone forever.
The history of rock and roll reopens with producer Phil Spector's analysis of a Beatles hit, a warm-up for 1 hour of uninterrupted words and music from the Beatles.